This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Security forces killed at least 9 opponents of Myanmar's February 1st coup Friday, a funeral service and media said, as Indonesia urged an end to violence and Western ambassadors condemned what they called the military's immoral, indefensible actions. Police and soldiers have used increasingly violent tactics to suppress demonstrations by supporters of detained elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi. But that has not deterred the protesters, and crowds turned out again Friday. Security forces opened fire in a confrontation in the central town of Angban as they tried to clear a protesters' barricade, media and a witness reported. The spokesperson for the junta was not immediately available for comment, but has previously said security forces have used force only when necessary. U.S. President Joe Biden said Friday he was proud of Secretary of State Antony Blinken after the opening of tense talks between American and Chinese diplomats in their first face-to-face meeting since the U.S. president took office. The two-day negotiations in Alaska are aimed at addressing a relationship that was pitched into turmoil during Donald Trump's presidency, and they got off to a fractious start Thursday as the two sides traded barbs. President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris will meet with Asian American leaders during their visit to the southern city of Atlanta, Georgia, Friday, offering support to the community after Tuesday's shooting deaths of 8 people, 6 of whom were Asian women. President Biden ordered flags flown at half-staff through March 22nd to honor the victims. Atlanta law enforcement said Robert Aaron Long had frequented two of the parlors. Police arrested the 21-year-old hours after the shooting spree. This is VOA News. Health officials in Germany said Friday coronavirus infection numbers are rising at a very clearly exponential rate as highly contagious variants drive up case numbers in the EU's biggest country. The vice president of the Robert Koch Institute for Infectious Diseases told reporters, quote, "It is very possible that we will have a similar situation over Easter to the one we had before Christmas, with very high case numbers, many severe cases and deaths, and hospitals that are overwhelmed." The news came as Germany resumed administering AstraZeneca's COVID-19 shots after the European regulator EMA assessed it was safe and effective to use. The developer of Russia's Sputnik V coronavirus vaccine said Friday it had signed a partnership with an India-based drug maker for the production of 200 million doses of the two-dose shot. The Russian Direct Investment Fund, RDIF, which backed the development of Sputnik V, said in a statement it had partnered with Stellus Biopharma to produce and supply a minimum of 200 million doses. Stellus Biopharma is expected to be able to start supplying the vaccine starting the second half of the year. RDIF said Friday 52 countries have approved the use of Russia's Sputnik V, named after the Soviet-era satellite. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Friday he would discuss the Eastern Mediterranean and other issues with European Union chiefs in a video call later in the day ahead of next week's summit. That's when EU leaders will discuss ties with Ankara. Last year, diplomatic tensions flared over a decades-old dispute between Turkey and Greece over maritime jurisdiction and energy resources in the Mediterranean. Both have accused each other of illegal actions, while the EU has backed Athens. Erdogan is set to speak with European Council President Charles Michel and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen later Friday. Libya's new government includes 5 women, with 2 in key positions, a first for the country nonetheless criticized by activists as insufficient and is not living up to a UN commitment. Libya descended into conflict after dictator Muammar Gaddafi was toppled and killed in a NATO-backed uprising in 2011, with an array of forces battling to fill the void. The U.S. ambassador to Libya, Richard Norland, has called it, quote, "a historic time for Libyan women," end quote, while UN Women hailed the appointments as, quote, "a major step for advancing women's rights," end quote. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.